Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors and Kevin Hagelin. Colby Sapp and Reggie in studio this evening. And we're glad to have you, the Masterpeeps, all hanging out with us, texting in, being part of the conversation, because these are freaking great texts. And you know what? Coming up at 8:20, you have an opportunity to call in and really make a difference. It's going to be a calling segment, and we're going to need all the callers. 877-881-1053. That's coming up in the next segment at 8:20. So get ready to talk about some Lombardis, baby.
Okay.
All right, Kevin, but right now let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
And we start at the same place that we've started many of these this week with Jalen Ramsey. Got two Jalen Ramsey notes for you. First of all, he said that he did not ask for the trade because of the blow-up between him and Doug Marrone. Instead, the decision came in a post-game meeting when Ramsey said some, quote, disrespectful things were said to him. Now, he did not particularly elaborate on what those things were, but he said disrespectful things were said to him, and he was done.
By who?
I don't know.
Whom?
I mean, I still
don't. Is it
don't.
Who or whom?
Whomst?
It's definitely not whomst.
I think Reggie might be right.
But I still don't know the answer. Here's what I can tell you. He's playing tonight. What if he got traded tomorrow?
They're shutting out the Titans, by the way.
He is ineligible to play on Sunday or Monday.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was really curious about that. ESPN TV reached out to NFL officials. They said he would not be eligible. However, if it was like a bye week situation, like you've seen that before, where some players have played 17 games because they've already played for their team, and then they get traded to another team that's like already gone through their bye week, and maybe yours hadn't, and so like
yeah.
You could, but you can't rack up 17 games this way. So if a team trades for Jalen Ramsey tomorrow, and word is they think it'll go down in the next 10 days, he is ineligible to play this weekend.
So there's really no rush for any teams to trade before Sunday. Other than getting him. Now, my biggest concern is that Philadelphia is on the list.
Yep.
That's one reason that I want the Cowboys to dip their toe in this water. I want them to throw their hat in the ring. Any other cliches we can come up with. But I do want them.
Give it the old college try.
I want them to get involved here because I don't want him being an Eagle. And I really don't want him to be a Patriot either, but I don't want
a Chief.
I'm fine with that. Even though, like, that's a team, like, I don't hate the Chiefs unless we lose to them in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
But right now, I don't hate the Chiefs. I don't want to see the Eagles add somebody like that, especially when they don't have any freaking money, right? Like, they're sitting there going, hey, we're loading up on talent. And you're like, y'all have no money. How are you doing this?
They keep flipping those switches. Guys, a couple things of note about the Cowboys' next opponent, Dolphins, by the way, kickoff noon, pregame 9 a.m. right here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. As we talked about earlier, Colby told you Josh Rosen will get the start this week, but also word is now circulating that the NFL Competition Committee might be researching the Dolphins tanking.
Huh?
And I'm not saying they're going to get anything out of this, but anytime you look into whether or not a team is tanking, which is supposedly not allowed, then trouble is to be had.
All right, so how much does it affect a team over a 10-year period if a team tanks? My question being,
that team in particular?
Yeah. And the fan base, the ratings, the look to the NFL, their value to the NFL, I don't think it affects them that much. Because look what's happened with the Browns. They tanked for like 27 years. And right now, people are as high on them as they've ever been.
Okay.
And the excitement because they have a quarterback.
Can I argue one counterpoint about that in particular? I don't dispute the first part of what you're saying. My argument would be it depends on the market. Cleveland is a football rabid market. I do not feel like Miami is.
You're right.
So I think Miami, you could definitely do like discernible damage to your franchise.
And how are they going to investigate it? It seems like they're doing what every other team does as far as in this, where you don't have a lot of talent and you put in the quarterback that you just traded to draft. Is that what they're saying? Because they're not leaving Fitzpatrick in there?
No, I think they're looking at some of the players on the roster, which, by the way, good luck making that fly with the NFLPA and the trades that they've made. But you're right. I don't see any way that they truly are able to prove this and penalize them. Just wanted to give you a heads up.
That's been going on, though. This isn't new.
No. Wait, has it?
The Texans.
In the NFL? Like, the NFL tanking is not quite the case. Like, ineptitude, rampant, of course. But, like, this active attempt at tanking is something different.
The only reason I think they ran into trouble is whoever that exec was for the Dolphins, like, we're definitely looking at 2020 quarterback class. I'm like, what are you doing?
I just remember the Vince Young, Reggie Bush draft. Everybody was doing everything they could to lose. The bad teams were doing everything they could to lose games at the end of the season. And then Mario Williams pops up, and they're like, well, that's the guy. Like, there have been teams doing this for quite some time
once you reach a certain point in the season, right? Like the idea of tanking,
you mean starting early?
It becomes problematic when you are then doing it this early, because when you do it this early, you can do things like trade away your best players in week one.
I will say, I don't think that Miami is necessarily tanking, but I think they are inept. This team is—they're a poorly run franchise living off of the Don Shula era still. And they're trying to figure out, like, they've got a brand new head coach. They don't even know what their quarterback situation is. I think they're just a poorly run franchise, and they couldn't get anything going in the offseason, and they still don't have anything going. And they traded away talent. Like, they were just like, we're just going to give talent away while we're at it. So I think they're inept, and by the end of the season, they will be tanking. But I do wonder if the NFL says this actually affects us poorly. If the success of the Cowboys, the success of some of these other teams, carries their lead.
I just want to know how they prove it.
No, I mean, it's definitely going to affect you negatively, because one of the biggest things about the NFL, and I think any person will come up and mention this, is that every game matters. What happens now when you have two or three teams tanking?
I mean, just show me how you're going to prove that, and I'll be interested to hear that argument.
Do you lose a market, and for how long? Because if you lose it for a year or two, and then all of a sudden they get Trevor Lawrence, and now they're back, or they get Tua, and now they're back, I mean, it balances out over a 10-year period.
Guys, let's move over to Carolina, where it's not looking good. So Cam Newton missed another practice. It's looking more and more like he's not going to play on Sunday, which means former A&M quarterback for a couple minutes, Kyle Allen, would get the start with Will Greer as his backup. But don't ask Ron Rivera questions about that, because he got tired of the Cam Newton questions 2 minutes into the press conference, and he said, I'm done, and he walked off. And that was the end of the press conference.
And when that happens, you realize that it's worse than even what you think, right?
Yeah, man, I could see that. Another day, another bad story for Antonio Brown. He has been dropped by Nike amid the sexual assault allegations. And I know it's not exactly the same thing, but this just goes back once again. Not a whole ton of people standing up for Mr. Brown in this situation.
Have yet to see one.
Here's somebody who we could all stand up for.
Hold on. Can I ask you a question about the Brown thing?
If you remember my impeccable transition.
Crap. Oh my God. Sorry. Did Nike drop him because, A, it took this long to get the lawyers to figure out the right way to be able to do it and not get sued too much, or B, because they know something that is going on, or C, just because the look isn't good for their brand?
That's what I think it is. I think you don't want to just sit there.
So they're going off of no facts. Like, nothing necessarily. They're just saying this isn't a good look for our brand.
I mean, look at the world that we're in. Like, how many times in just the last year have you seen things both on, like, the sports and geopolitical stage come to a standstill because somebody made an accusation and everyone's, like, guilty?
Okay. And you know what? That standstill, and it makes it incapable for some people to stand up.
Okay. Ooh, how profound.
I was going back for your transition, Kevin, of standing up.
Yeah.
Sorry. Damn it.
I mean, you said something so profound, I wasn't prepared. Let's all stand up and give a round of applause to DeAndre Hopkins, who took 10 kids from the local Boys and Girls Club. And if I stopped the story right there, that would be shocking and definitely a felony. But what he actually did was he took, there's more to it. He took the 10 kids from the Boys and Girls Club on a shopping spree with $200 gift cards each. So he's just dropping $2,000, and he said, it's something I don't ever feel like I can get tired of doing. So on North Texas Giving Day, he's like, I'll never get tired of helping out the kids.
That's pretty awesome, dude. And they're in South Texas.
That's true.
Houston is South Texas.
Right. Kevin. So on North Texas Giving Day.
South Texas trying to get in on our racket?
I don't know. But I love DeAndre Hopkins on the field. Off the field, he's that cool too. Like, you've seen him in commercials. He's fantastic. I really like the dude overall, and it stinks that he's on the wrong team.
Well, if you think that it stinks that he's on the wrong team, I have even worse news for you. Terrible breaking news and notes-esque news for you.
Ooh.
Suspects. Well, they're seeking two suspects in Kansas City where two people have allegedly stolen Patrick Mahomes.
Huh? What?
What?
This is his life-size cutout from the McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Two suspects reportedly stole a life-size cutout of Pat Mahomes from Lawrence, Kansas.
How far do you think the cutout could throw?
Man, at least 40 yards. But also, why?
Why not?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good question.
Because you're going to get arrested, and now the police are looking for you. That's
Dude,
why not.
How many times have you seen...
Seven.
A stop sign, or a Kevin Street, or Colby Way, and
Man,
you've been like, gotta have it.
You know what I really wanted to take is when we were in Alaska, we were at like this wildlife preservation thing, and the speed limit was 7.
7?
Yeah, I wanted to take that sign. I was like, when are you ever going to see that?
Do you know how fast you were going? I don't know, 45, 50?
7.
7.
Yeah.
7 miles an hour. And most of the time, people pull off to the side of the road.
If you know what movie that is from, text in 877-881-1053. We will be your best friends. Guys, let's go back to one of Corey's other dream players, Jamal Adams. Now, Jamal Adams is appealing his $21,506 fine, and he said that the officials told him after the game that they were sorry because they made the wrong call. I don't know if that'll hold up in the NFL arbitration court or whatever.
They said
sorry.
The officials are like, hey, man, sorry about that. We made the wrong call. Yeah. And he's like, okay, cool. So that fine is not going to be hit on me, right? Like, I'm not going to get hit with a fine on this. Is that what he's hoping?
Oh, absolutely.
Even if will he have to call the officials to the stand? He'll have to be like, all right, officials,
It's not like a stand, but... Several people guess Super Troopers. That is incorrect. I'll give you another 30 seconds.
A lot of people are saying the right answer.
I'm very impressed. Guys, let's go to Michael Vick, who told a story today that I thought was really interesting. The first time he ever had dinner with Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank. Arthur Blank wanted to impress him, so he took him to a really fancy steakhouse. Michael Vick said, we go, and I'm looking at this fancy menu, and everything's looking like it's Chinese language to me. I'm like, man, I don't know this type of menu. And then he said, you know, this magnitude, where you know it's the filet mignon and the porterhouse steaks.
Magnitude.
So instead, he ordered chicken fingers and fries.
Yeah, he said that he was concerned that he would have to foot the bill himself, so he was also trying to... And it's one of those type of menus where they don't got the numbers on it.
You're about to be number one in the draft. You're going to be just fine. But I appreciate his sense of thriftiness even then.
Yeah, about to be number one in the draft. Right at that moment, he had money in his pockets.
As if you didn't already know that the NFL is in the tank for the Patriots, a Dolphins player, linebacker, is... saying that Raekwon McMillan is saying that a third-year official, after he took down Tom Brady in a perfectly legal hit, the referee didn't throw a flag, but he said, hey, stay off Tom.
Stay off Tom.
Not cool, NFL. But this story is amazing.
Hey, did DeAndre Hopkins ever get fined for suplexing that one dude?
Ooh, I don't think I saw him get fined.
I hope not, because that was an awesome football play.
That would be my evidence if I was Jamal Adams. I'd be like, hold up. So if I'd have just suplexed him, I would have been fine. And they're like, that's right. So Shad Khan, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, whose son is opening up All Elite Wrestling. Get ready. It's going to be on TV in a couple of weeks.
I'm already there.
He...
on TV?
Had this to say about Gardner Minshew. They were asking them to compare mustaches. And he said, quote, and tell me if you agree with this quote.
Okay.
I think if you have a mustache, you're one step ahead of the average dude. End quote.
Well, we've proven that if you have a mustache, you're really hard to fire.
Man, that's true.
Jeff Fisher.
Another person with a mustache that's been hard to fire. Aside from Jeff Fisher.
Chuck Norris.
He's just hard to kill.
Right? So that means you can't fire him.
Okay, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
How many jobs did Dave Wonstead have?
Oh, yeah. Man. I think he still has a job with, like, Fox.
And Khan is worth $8.3 billion. So, I mean, he's doing pretty okay.
Jeff Khan?
No! Shad Khan.
Shaka Khan?
I don't know.
Khan!
I mean, I'm pretty sure that guy's ship got exploded and he died. And if you're upset that I just gave you a Star Trek II spoiler, that movie came out like 35 years ago.
Could have been a different Khan.
He said Ron Jeremy.
And by the way, several people got it. It is Black Sheep. Not Tommy Boy, not Dumb and Dumber, not a Cheech and Chong thing, not Super Troopers. That is from Black Sheep, where I would also argue one of the best lines in there. He's walking out and he's got all the white stuff on him from the fire extinguisher. And
falling
he goes,
some mud or something?
Yeah, and I'm going to be a millionaire because I'm the only person in the world who knows where to find white mud. And he goes, I didn't say mud. I said crud. Did you fall into some crud or something?
I love that movie.
It's terrible. You should absolutely, absolutely watch it.
Absolutely.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Cowboys fans, here is your chance to call in. Say we don't take phone calls. We're going to take phone calls. 877-881-1053. Is there anything on your mind right now other than the Lombardi Trophy? 877-881-1053. We want to hear from you next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
877-881-1053. We don't do this all the time, but we are doing it right now. And I want you to call in right now. I tweeted this out on Sunday after the Cowboys won. They are 2-0. Looking to go 3-0 against the Dolphins on this Sunday. By the way, 105.3 The Fan. Pregame starts at 9 o'clock right here on this station.
Yeah.
So get ready for that pregame show. And the postgame will be here as well. I want you calling in throughout those things. But right now, 877-881-1053. Kevin, I tweeted this out. If you're not thinking about Lombardi trophies right now, get off my timeline.
Oh.
And that is what I want. If you call, I want you to call in right now and suggest to me that this team is not going to be able to win a Lombardi trophy. Give me any reason, anything that you can point out, whatever the weakness is on this team, you don't have the balls to call in right now and tell me that this team can't win a championship. Because you know what? At the end of this season, in my mind right now, all I see is a bunch of Lombardi trophies dancing in a line together doing the high kick like the Rocketeers. Is that what they are? The Rockettes? Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's all I see is a bunch of little Lombardi trophies just dancing around. Jerry's right there in the middle kicking along with them. And then there's Dak, and he's just like, I can't believe Jerry's doing this, but I'm going to join too. Because this Cowboys team is too good right now, and you can't call in and convince me otherwise. I'll give you a chance. You can have any chance you want to call in and try and convince me that this team can't win a Lombardi trophy, but you're not going to. You can try. You know, and you're probably too scared anyway. You know what? Let's go ahead and start things off with, let's go with Jake in Dallas. You're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys on 105.3 The Fan. What's going on, Jake?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great, man.
I'm a first-time caller here. I met you guys at Mudbug Bash not too long ago. There's a lot of different things I want to touch on, but I'll just try and keep it short here with some of the things that some people haven't really been talking about. That's the combination of Kellen Moore and John Kitna. I'm actually from Ennis. I told the guy Dallas, but I'm actually from Ennis. I played on that football team against John Kitna there for a few years when he coached the Waxahachie. And there's a video online where he's talking about how he learned more about football in 1 year from his coach in college.
It sounds to me like he is trying to convince me that we are going to win the Super Bowl. Now, Kevin, I don't know if you heard me or not.
Did you just hang up on him because he didn't say the Lombardi Trophy?
He was telling me a story about how we're going to win the Lombardi Trophy because John Kitna and Kellen Moore are awesome. That's all he was telling me. I like the guy. Jake, you sound like a good guy. I appreciate you calling in. I really do. I love it.
Man.
We don't take calls that often, better and you just Lombardi made it on this show. All right? You just made it on this show, and I'm glad we got to meet at Mudbug. Okay. But I'm trying to get people who think that this Cowboys team can't win the Lombardi Trophy on the line.
Oh, man.
And there are too many people that are scared to call in right now and don't have the guts
to pick
that phone
you.
Up and dial right now. You know what? I like this name right here. Let's go to Corey. In Sulphur Springs, you're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. Try and convince me, Corey.
All right. So our number one problem with this team.
There are no problems with this team, Corey.
Hang up on him?
I did hang up on him because he said there's a problem. I'm trying to tell people to convince me. There is no problem with this team right now. Corey, what are you trying to do right now?
2 seconds.
How are you going to win the Lombardi Trophy, Kevin, if you're just sitting there saying that there are problems with the team? There are zero problems. Did you watch the game, Corey? I was watching the game. I'm Corey. I was watching it, I believe. Okay?
So he didn't even get to say what the problem. Wow.
But he said there was a problem.
Oh,
do you disagree that there is no problems with this team, Kevin?
I mean, I don't want you to cut me off either.
Go to John in Dallas. You're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys and the Rangers. 105.3 The Fan. John, what do you got?
How you doing, fellas?
Oh,
I
man.
Just wanted to say I don't doubt that we could get there,
That's
but my biggest fear is Tom Brady.
You can't fear Tom Brady, John! You can't fear Tom Brady! He loses Super Bowls.
That is true.
He's not won every Super Bowl he's been to.
That is very true.
Tell me you fear Tom Brady. 877-881-1053. Somebody needs to call in with a good reason for me not to believe that this Cowboys team is going to
better make it quick.
It up, hold it above their heads, and rub it in the rest of the world's face. And Jerry's going to look at. He's going to be smug when he's doing it too. It's going to be so awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, you know what? I'm going to go to Jeremy and Fate. Jeremy, you're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. You're getting your opportunity right now to convince me. Go for it.
Well, guys. I think the only thing that's going to hold the Cowboys back from a Super Bowl is going to be either Dak Prescott or the defense.
You can't say that Dak Prescott is the reason. That is impossible. I'm sorry I hung up on that guy. All right, that one actually slipped.
I noticed.
I meant to give him a little extra chance.
I don't believe
but
that.
But Dak Prescott is not the reason this team will be held back. You can't even say hold back, all right? Next time you make the with your mouth, I don't even want you to think that, all right? You may, if that sound comes out of your mouth because hold back, I'm going to hang up on you, all right? And I'm not hanging up on a lot of people, Kevin. I'm giving them chances here.
Are you not?
Dak Prescott, though,
is
as good as he's been. Dude, he has 11 incompletions in the first 2 weeks. That's it.
Seven touchdowns.
That's it. One interception and seven touchdowns. That's on pace to throw like 200 touchdowns and one interception. It's amazing what Dak Prescott is already doing. And people are going to try and say he's holding them back.
From the 214, I would most certainly call in to get hung up on. And from the 972, wow, is this A-hole Thursday Corey style? Man.
This is just a Corey that believes in this team, all right? And if you don't have the belief, what are you doing in DFW right now, all right? This team is on the verge, on the cusp of winning a Lombardi Trophy. And you're going to give me an excuse that they can't? I don't want excuses,
right,
everybody.
Callers better step it up.
I want reasons.
I fear for every caller right now.
This guy, I hear he's from Fort Worth, but I'm pretty sure that he's from New York. Eli in Fort Worth, you're on
Ooh.
DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. What's up, man?
Oh, man, you can associate me with anybody, but don't associate with me with...
Don't tell me what to do on my radio show, Eli. I gave you a chance. You're
going
to come take
bad.
Shots at me like that? I appreciate your call.
He didn't even say anything bad. He just said, he was going to say, don't associate me with Eli Manning.
I felt like he was trying to charge me up, Kevin, and I felt it was disrespectful to me, and I didn't want that to happen on my own radio show.
How was he trying to charge you up? Oh, my God.
Where I'm in control of the phone. Look at their, now they're lighting up. Now everybody wants their chance. They want an opportunity to be like, you know what? I'm better than Eli.
I don't know why. I would bail on my phone call right now.
Go to Jay in Dallas. Jay, you're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. Try to convince me that I shouldn't be thinking of dancing Lombardi trophies in my dreams.
What safety do we have that could stop Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, and the big name wide receivers that can beat us?
That is a good point. That is a very good point, because right now Xavier Woods is out. You know what, Jay?
We have Donovan Wilson.
We still got Donovan Wilson, baby. You know what? And at some point, we can add Jamal Adams. I still have dreams of adding Jamal Adams to this team. So
Did
at some point,
Julio Jones?
Yeah, are we playing the Falcons this
year? We're not going to face the Falcons in the playoffs.
Yeah, all right. So there you go.
Wow.
Case dismissed on Jay. I appreciate the call, though.
I mean, he did better than the worst, than the best.
Well, because safety's the one thing. He knows. He's been listening. He's okay. A Tolo. Here's the thing, Kevin. What's been the one weakness that I've talked about all season on this
safety.
Team? No, not safety. Oh. Jeff Heath.
Oh, but I would just call it and say safety.
Yeah.
And see if you can buy yourself.
Don't try that now. Jay already tried it. Okay. And look what happened to him. Let's go to Steven in Carrollton. Steven, you got one shot. Do not miss your chance.
Thank you. I'm waiting for this team to see how we do.
You can't wait for this team, Steven.
You don't even know how they do it.
The only thing you can wait for on this team is for each week to happen, all right?
What does that even mean?
And then when Sunday or Thursday happens, you enjoy the excitement. You can't sit here and say, I'm waiting on something. You can't wait on things. You have to just enjoy the moment, all right? Enjoy the moment. What did you say, Reggie? I'm sorry.
From the 214.
Okay.
Is this East Coast Radio?
No.
LOL?
This is just an excited fella, all right? An excited hometown product of the DFW area. I grew up in East Dallas. I've been a Cowboys fan my whole life, and I'm starting to see a team that, Kevin, we haven't seen in at least 27 years. 36 years. 49 years, okay. It feels like. This 24. Might be the best team since the Cowboys started their franchise, Kevin. All right? I just want you to understand the feeling of electricity that's pulsing through this beautiful body right here. Let's go to Aaron and Coppell. You're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. What's going on, Aaron?
What's going on? I love you, Corey. I'm drinking your Kool-Aid.
There you go.
And I love your beer.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Nice.
And the only thing I can see is you have Garrett as the coach.
Oh, my Garrett! Damn it! You did it to me!
He
honey-deed me, all right? Yeah. He did. He was like, I love the beer because there's honey in that beer, too. He's like, I love all the things about you. And then he paused. Just long enough
you
to throw
known.
Something in there. I should have hung up on him when he was trying to
yell
do that.
At him, don't
trying
you
to
pause
butter
on me
up.
The 972 Thursday takedown with Corey Majors. This needs to be a thing.
Let's go to Will's Point. We're going to talk to Tyler and Will's Point. You're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Dallas Cowboys. Tyler, you got one chance. Do it. Never mind, Tyler. I'm not going to give you an opportunity if you're not going to take it whenever I talk to you. Let's go. Oh, hold on. Did I hang up on him?
Sorry.
That was the wrong person, Reggie.
Oh!
Tyler.
That's on you, Reggie.
Tyler, you had your chance. It was on Reggie. That's
Call
his fault.
Call back in, Tyler. We'll
hold
get you
on. You had your chance. He didn't get his chance.
I know, because Reggie screwed him on that one.
Reggie
does that. Let's go to Jacob in Plano. I know this guy. I like this guy. Jacob, you're on with the KNC Masterpiece. What do you got?
What's up? Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why, all right? The Chiefs and the Patriots, that why, okay? There's two other reasons why, though.
I'm not going to let you say, let me tell you why, and then give me four reasons, all right? You just gave me two, and I don't believe in those two, all right? So I'm going to give you two more after that. I appreciate the opportunity to call into this station.
Oh, no.
I really enjoy it, but it's not going to happen that often if you guys can't come up with some better crap than this,
oh,
all right?
Gosh.
I'm trying to do everything I can, Kevin, to give people an opportunity, and what are they doing? They're just slinging stuff at the stage, and there's nothing even of substance right now.
Oh, I fear for all the callers.
Hold on. Is Corey from Sulphur Springs calling back in?
Did we already talk to Corey?
He's calling. He wants another shot? Do I give him the shot? That's the question.
There's a lot of people waiting for their
shot. All right,
shot.
You know what, Corey? You can wait. Let's go to Javier in Dallas. You're on DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys. What's up?
34-yard field goal.
Oh, I don't even know what he said. He was yelling too loud on speakerphone.
He said 34-yard field goal. He was about to say we miss.
Oh, we're not going to miss. We got Brett Maher.
Yeah.
There's a big question mark on Mara.
Hold on, so that was a legitimate point and you still hung up on him?
No, it's not legitimate, Kevin, because we don't need no stinking field goals. All we got to do is score touchdowns and make people chase us all day. That's why we got Dak.
Okay.
Who's up next?
I mean, you tell me.
Let's go to Big JC in Roy City. Big JC, if your name's Big JC, you got something working with, all right? So let's go. Mm-hmm. Big JC, what you got, man?
Tolo.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah. Hey, Brett Maher, drop the mic.
I just said we're not worried about Brett Maher. We're scoring touchdowns. We don't need field goals. You know what, Kevin? That's enough. I've had enough for this. That's it. That's all I got. There are plenty of callers, but I don't believe that anybody can call in and give me a legitimate excuse not to have some dancing Lombardis. You know what? Maybe next week. Maybe next Thursday, I'll give people an opportunity to do this again.
Oh, man. What? Don't call in next Thursday.
Call in next Thursday if you think you got the guts.
Oh, my gosh. From the 817, Corey has all this energy losing that weight with soda. Damn right. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on your home of shutting down callers, Corey style. Coming up next, Vontae Davis. Is he a quitter or was he just misunderstood all along? Plus, Corey will probably hang up on at least one more person.
Anybody that wants to try. Tango with this one. You can't.
Next, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Bill Dickinson's Group of Dealerships, and you can check them all out online. That's DallasTruckWorld.com, Mesquite Mitsubishi's at MyMitsu.com, and of course, there's always Southwest Kia at SouthwestKia.com.
The one thing, gentlemen, that I'd regret about that segment. We will do it again next week. Kevin has decided. But somebody just said, also, the Corey jinx that y'all just unleashed.
Oh, man. But this person I like, too, from the 214. All right, I've turned around on this taking calls bit. Corey, you got the right idea. They got what they deserved.
I know a lot of people like don't love the idea of callers sometimes because, Colby, what happens? What are the possibilities when somebody calls in?
Hi, this is Bob. How are y'all doing? I like things.
Okay. And yeah.
I could see that.
Sometimes that happens and it fails. But I feel like y'all tried really hard tonight. And you know what? Trying is important, even if you fail. And y'all did. But next week, maybe you can try harder. We'll see. Wow. But Kevin, I did want to. There's a story on ESPN.com that I don't typically get hooked in by these long format stories. I usually kind of move on from them pretty quickly, but. This one in particular was a shocking case when it happened, and it's about Vontae Davis. Now, Vontae Davis, if you remember, last year for the Bills, in the middle of a game, retired.
Yeah.
The Bills, I think it was it week two? They were down 28-6 minutes before halftime against the Chargers, and he was 30 years old. And he removed himself from the game, all right? He just said, you know what? I'm not in this game anymore, coach. He walked to the locker room, took off his jersey, and drove home. And,
Wow. You know,
for a lot of people, the story ends there. We made jokes about it. We questioned why he did it. Mental health came into the picture. Why would he do something like that? And he didn't talk about it either. He just quit and left. And they did a story on what's happened since. And that's what really hooked me in. Because at the moment, he'll get up, and he goes and he gets into a hyperbaric chamber for a few hours.
Oh.
And reads on his Kindle books about business, books about CEOs. And he is working on, because he wants to be a CEO, a soon-to-open holistic wellness spa in Fort Lauderdale. That's because something that he feels was a problem for him in his career, he feels like he can help others. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to open a spa that allows people to mentally and physically disconnect and recharge or just grow. And so that's where he is at this point in his life. And it was when he quit, it was very confounding, right?
Yeah.
This is a dude that was a talented player. His brother, Vernon Davis, 14 years in the NFL, was heartbroken that Vontae decided to quit. Commentators, sports writers, everybody making jokes, national television jokes. And you know what? It would be for a person to make that kind of a decision, it would be very easy for them to feel the pressure and weight of all that. And he said, no, for me, it was the best decision I'd made, because there was a moment when he was sitting there and he was staring out the window and his wife walked in and he'd done a bunch of work. He had a groin problem. He'd done a bunch of work to get back to being able to play. The Colts had him and he was playing for them. And then he started to get a couple of injuries. And essentially at some point, because of injury, he lost his job. Not because of his ability to play, mm-hmm. because they were afraid that he would get hurt again. Yeah. So they replaced him. And he said, most people, when I did what I did, they thought I was literally going insane or something. But actually, I was fine. And I'm totally fine today. And he thinks that the reason that leaving when he did is the reason he's going to be fine in the future. He played a violent position. The safety position is a very difficult place to play because you have to hit people. But he had his chance to prove to his coaches and teammates that he was still an elite Pro Bowl level player. And he was in his 10th season. And they named another starter over him. And that's what made him upset. That he was like, well, hold on, because y'all are afraid I'm going to get injured, you've taken my job away from me? That doesn't make any sense. And so he finally checked around, had a couple of other teams that were interested in him. But then he found Buffalo, and he tried. He tried for a couple days. But like I said, he was sitting there, and he was looking out of the window, and his wife said, hey, are you okay? And he said, I'm just effing tired. And he said he didn't know if he could do it or why he was still doing what he was doing. And she said, you don't have to do this anymore. You don't have to. We don't need this. If you don't want to play the game because of everything you've had to put back in, you don't have to do this anymore. You can quit. And he said, I can't quit until I can prove to myself that I can't do it anymore. Like for a lot of guys, they never get that chance, right?
Right.
They never get the chance to prove to themselves that they don't have it left. Some guys, Michael Irvin, his end of his career got taken away.
Yeah.
He didn't get to choose when he left. Troy Aikman, people told him to retire. He had another chance to almost go back into it.
Yeah.
But people were telling him, hey, you need to retire for your health purposes. Tony Romo, he didn't get that chance. He got one more drive, right? He got one more drive to prove, hey, I still had it.
And then didn't get to play in the playoffs,
right,
which is obviously like what he would have been preferring.
But Vontae Davis's body was breaking down, and during the season, he had trouble sitting and standing. And his wife said he was walking like an 80-year-old man. He said, I didn't have any explosiveness. I didn't have a burst. He'd taken prescription painkillers like Toradol sporadically throughout his career. But then he said he was refusing to take those pills because of what he was reading about the long-term consequences. And he said, I'm going to try and go a holistic way. After a week 8 loss, the Colts had seen enough of him, his play back then. And they said 2 years removed from a Pro Bowl season, they were done with him and they moved on. He said, I felt betrayed at that point. He felt betrayed because they gave up on him. He said mentally, he had it. He had everything going on. But then he decided to quit whenever he was playing for the Bills. $5 million. That's what they said they'd pay him. $5 million to play. And he was like, okay, I absolutely wanted to stay away from Buffalo, is what his wife said. I didn't want to go to Buffalo at all. The organization had a bad reputation. When you were in the league, you hear things and records show things. And she said, I didn't know why he chose Buffalo until I talked to him. He chose them because they had a good group of young defensive backs that he could help teach. But then it became too much for him. Now, when he chose to finally quit, this is the part that gets me. When he chose to finally quit and walked away from everything, not only did fans start booing him and yelling at him and calling him names, but his teammates started texting and calling him a quitter.
Hell yeah, I would too.
Like, he's done though. Why go out there anymore?
No. And that's where I draw the line, where I think that he was childish about this, is he just left. Like, he didn't even stick around for any of his teammates. I get that football is a business and the teams can screw you over, but it's supposed to be like, you always hear, like, it's supposed to be like a brotherhood. And you would think, even if you told them, even if you had to get in front of the whole locker room and be like, guys, I'm so sorry, I can't go anymore. I'm broken mentally, I'm broken physically, but I'll be damned if I don't hope we win this game. And you just stick around for the second half. Then I don't think they would call him out as much. I just think about any job where, like, you had somebody quit and it meant that you had to do more work or whatever, then I bet you have a negative opinion of that person, at least in the moment. So yes, I think he acted childish the way that he left. I like hearing the logic behind it, and I understand why he decided football wasn't for him. I just still don't care for the way he went about it.
I think it's all in the timing, too, of everything. Where this was this like mid-game, right?
Yeah, it was at halftime.
It's halftime. You at least wait till the end of the game. But you could tell him, look, I can't go, I'm hurt, and whatever, and let him know, and say, I may have to talk to you guys after the game's over. But that does show, I'm glad he got out when he did. I'm glad he got out because that was the right thing for him to do, what have you. But if we're in mid-show, now this is not a physically, job that's going to make us hurt and unless we go back and do the wheel or whatever. This is not something that will break our bodies. But if somebody during the show said, I can't do, and just left with 2 hours left, we would say, oh, crap, what's wrong?
Man.
But then also it'd be like, oh, but why? You could have stayed for a little bit.
And you know what I just thought of? Like, and again, I realize this is on a different level, but just in case anyone's like, yeah, would you really do that? You remember when my voice crapped out?
Mm-hmm.
And I was super mad and I sat here
mm-hmm.
like trying to go, and another thing is like, and but even when I couldn't
ask
help.
You questions.
Yeah. And even,
you were gonna answer.
Even when I couldn't help, I tried to help. And even when that didn't work, I stayed here with you guys because I thought that was an S thing to do, just walk out on you because I don't feel good. And I think that was an S thing of him to do. If he's done, I get that. But Colby's right. You know, say something to your coach. They're not going to force you to play, and you can just be like, I'm out. I can't go anymore.
Yeah, and, you know, he said, and Kevin, you're right. Teams so often will just cut a guy, and we don't care.
Sure,
man, right?
I understand.
And he posted on social media, this isn't how I pictured retiring from the NFL. And then he posted a long statement. And his wife said she watched him read it, reread it, reread it, cry, reread it, try and retype it just a little bit so that he could get it all out the right way. But he was like, there was no good way to put it out there. But I went ahead and put it out there. And he said, looking back, it's one of the best decisions I've made in my life, honestly, because I did something that I knew was the best thing for me. And not everybody's going to have the same opinion on what's good for them.
Oh, no.
And for each individual. Everybody has their own set of circumstances, their own set of prides,
sure,
their own set of beliefs and philosophies and core. And for him, that was the one thing that he felt. We've seen players walk away from this game whenever they decide to do it. We've seen guys leave before the season starts. Andrew Luck just did. You think teammates, they all supported him?
No.
There were some of them that weren't. So it's a sport where at some point you either take advantage of the chance to keep your life going in a certain way and change directions, or you let it tell you what to do.
I mean, it's his right to walk away, and it's everybody else's right to get mad about it.
I agree. I think that's a very succinct way of putting it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, somebody who never quits on anything, Brian Broaddus from DallasCowboys.com. Let's talk some football with him next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.